local information first. This is your community connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go at 1210 on Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith here with you on a Tuesday afternoon. And yes, that means it is time for another edition of your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank. Joining me in studio today, I got Nort Johnson here from the Faribault Area Chamber of Commerce. Nort, how are you? It's been a minute since we've had you in here.
Hey, it's been a little bit. And, you know, things have been good, super busy.
Well, that's good, especially in your business. You want to stay busy.
We don't want things to stagnate too much. Things are going well. Faribault's on an uptick on some things, and just really been a summer as far as what we've got going on chamber-wise in downtown Faribault, and some of the things that we've done over the summer months preparing for a good school year, which this morning – I was blessed to give the part of the all school welcome for all not students yet,
not yet
staff and faculty. So
it's crazy to think we're at that point already.
Right.
I don't know where the summer went, but let alone here we are.
They do evaporate. That's for sure.
Yeah, and so welcome back for staff. Happened this morning, and I'll admit we did have to look it up. Because we knew it was coming soon.
We knew they were starting soon, but next week.
Yeah, classes are already going to start in Faribault as early as Monday.
Yep, a phased startup this year. We've started ninth graders and the ALC students on Monday. And the ALC students in Faribault have a new home. They were in an older building in an industrial area in town, and they're now at the old McKinley Grade School.
There you go. Making use of an older
grade
building.
School, by the way. It's still rolling, believe it or not. It's not been condemned due to age yet, but they're moving into there with some light remodeling. In fact, tomorrow we've got a ribbon cutting there for the new home for the Faribault ALC. So nice neighborhood, nice school. School district was able to sell the building that they were in, repurpose another one they owned. You know, let's be thrifty about things. It's taxpayer money. And they did a real good job with that. Kind of proud of the way our school board is working around those issues. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. And then Tuesday, more classes start. And Wednesday, yeah. I think everybody's phased into. Then they get a 3-day weekend already, first weekend.
Yeah. You know, and it's Labor Day is messing with a lot of people this year. Yeah. I mean, it messes with schools. It was messing with county fair schedules this year, big time. But you know what? You do what you got to do.
Who's in charge of that? Who gets to pick Labor Day?
You know, that's a very good question. Other than, isn't it just supposed to be the first Monday of September or something like that? I think that's what it is. But I don't. There's probably some other weird rule that goes along with it, too.
It could be. Just like the Sturgis Rally, it's always the first full weekend in August out in Sturgis, which throws a bunch of people off, too. Every year it gets a little off. You get people showing up pre-rally, and they're a little disappointed.
Whoops.
Do your research, right?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. You know, if only we carried devices with us that could tell us all that info.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
The rally came to mind. I was in South Dakota for quite a while, Western South Dakota specifically. I was blessed to do some economic development out there and then took over running the Black Hills and Badlands Tourism Association for a number of years, which was basically a chamber tailored specifically for tourism-related businesses and then had a very robust lobbying wing and committees that we had that lobbied on behalf of the Park Service and the Forest Service, which are a big part of the economy out there. Their assets, the Badlands, Mount Rushmore, the Caves, Devil's Tower, all of that, we really wanted to make sure that those things were taken care of for the tourism economy out there. So and just coming off the rally, which I didn't get to go this year, was a little sad, but had the Black Hills in the front of my mind. So anyway, back to Minnesota.
Yeah. So let's stay on the school topic here before we got to jump to our break here. So let's just talk about, you know, how the chamber, the city, the schools are all coming together to, you know, really help prepare the students, especially in the way of like the trades pathways and such like that. You see this continuing to grow in districts all over the area.
Research. You just segued right into a real pride point for my organization as far as working with working with the school district and with South Central College. there are a few things that we were able to take the lead on out of the Chamber of Commerce. It started in 2018, and in 2019, we took on the big task of getting a school period added back to Faribault Public Schools and the high school in order to create capacity to deliver more important curriculum with regard to trades education. And it just blossomed. We got the partnerships with South Central College and Faribault Public Schools, along with pretty much the entire Southern Minnesota medical industry around Faribault. We had Mayo, Allina, Health Finders, Monarch Enterprises, Ritchie Eye Clinic, Southern Heights Dental, all at the table. And the long story short is they worked with South Central College on specific programming that could be accessed through Faribault Public Schools for college-credited health science pathway classes. So right now there are 36 college credits available in Faribault High School for students that would start in ninth grade. And by the college credential for all of MinSCU, so even if you're not using those classes immediately for an RN or an LPN or a phlebotomist certification, they'd be good for your electives if you're going to Bemidji for something else or going to Mankato State. So they did a great job, and those classes have been accessed. Last fall, we had 91 students in those taking those classes in those health science pathways. Also have been able to do a little bit of work with regard to the mechanical engineering construction trade pathways. We're actually doing – it's going to be next year. We were hoping for this fall, but next year – The Chamber Trust is actually partnering with South Central College, and we're doing a home build on a challenging lot in Faribault. This year they're doing a home build as well, which is pretty cool, getting the students on site, pounding nails and learning what that's about. Also, I've been able to work with some grants that we earn because of our work with the school systems to bring some specialized equipment. We purchased, I don't know, six or seven of modern MIG welders for the high school classes a few years ago, right, to help make sure that we don't want somebody coming out of a class into a piece of equipment that's been modernized that they don't know how to run. So, of course, we want the modern equipment in the classes. So the cooperation is across the board and very meaningful with regard to outfitting our local businesses with their most valuable resource, which is their human resource, right?
That is awesome. And, you know, I'd love to keep going on that, but I'm looking at the clock here. You we got to
yeah,
get our break in
time.
Here.
We don't want to get shut down.
Well, we always get off time, let's be honest here. But we're going to send it to our break, but we'll have more conversation with Nort Johnson of the Faribault Area Chamber of Commerce when your community connection, brought to you by Keene Bank, continues here on Collins 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And let's keep going with that community connection. It's today our conversation, I should say, is with Nort Johnson and the Faribault Area Chamber of Commerce here on Cows 100.9. And Nort, so we spent time talking about the school side and what you guys are doing there. Let's get into the downtown aspect in Faribault. The last time that you were here, you talked about the acquisition of, what was it, 13 buildings.
Yeah.
So give us a brief update as to what's going on there.
Got some updates. We've had what right now I can tell you it's the Eastmans, the former Eastmans, and what is right now another property in the downtown with our fabulous Rice County United Way bookstore, Books on Central. Those two were part of the portfolio and are moving into the next level of development, redevelopment. They've all had some work. The second tier, the first tier of work on these buildings was really clean and dry. 30,000 square feet of new roof needed to be done on these things. And after that, there's been some framing work and some facade work, some engineering work, and a portion of HVAC and new bathrooms in commercial spaces, and they're almost all occupied, those redeveloped spaces, which is awesome.
That is what you always want to hear.
Exactly right, and demand for more. And so we're pretty pleased that those are moving to the next level. We had our final downtown car cruise last weekend, again, very well attended. And, you know, downtowns, are as unique as communities are. Every community has somewhat of a downtown, and they take on a little bit different flavor and personalities. If you've seen one downtown, you've seen one downtown. Oh, Otana's got a great downtown, by the way. You know that. Mm-hmm. You really do. There's been a lot of investment there, a lot of effort running programming to ensure that you have the foot traffic to keep things going. But they also each have challenges, right? And Faribault's not immune to that. But we've been deliberately overcoming as many of those challenges as possible. Great cooperation from the city of Faribault, working a joint Main Street program, doing business retention visits, ensuring that we have the right number of events without having too many events that are bringing traffic in. And then the thing that we would like to control but we can't, what businesses are landing in the downtown. So you do some recruitment, but for the most part, you need to set the table in order for businesses to want to come, right? So that's what's been happening, and it's been working really well. Excited to see what the next couple of years brings for that all of that redevelopment, and we'll be continuing to support all of that.
All right, so we got about a minute and a half here, so let's just talk about a couple of events you got coming up. In fact, that kind of middle of September area, it's going to be a busy time for you.
We've got a three-day run. I'll pack it in here for you. So on Thursday, the 17th of September, it's the Taste of Faribault, and it's a scream. We have it at the West Mall, so lots of room, and it's a $25 entry ticket, and there are pretty large number of Faribault food businesses. We've got restaurants, some wholesale businesses, some bar businesses that come and set up shop, and they all have samples of something, right? It you never know for sure what they're bringing, but they do bring their best game. So that's on the 17th. On the 18th, Friday the 18th, is our final car cruise of the year. It's not a downtown roll-in. We roll in out at the Harley-Davidson dealership, and that's always a great event. Music outside. And then lastly, on Saturday, the 19th, is the Freedom Celebration. I know we're out of time, but you can go online and find the information for that at the Faribault Chamber.
All right. Nort Johnson with the Faribault Area Chamber of Commerce. We're going to get you back again. We're not going to try to make it so we got to cram so much into a very short amount of time here. But we are going to get moving here. We have your Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review coming up here at the bottom of the hour. And then I'll be joining you back here again just after 1 o'clock. We'll get it started as we do every day with your dad joke of the day, brought to you by Wayne Norrid Wetmore. And that's all part of your Midday Move, brought to you by Simple Move. And I should mention too that if you missed any of our conversation or want to hear parts of it again, we will get a recording of this put up on our website, kowzfm.com. just go to the community tab at the top of the page, and there you'll find a page for Community Connection, and all of our past recordings going all the way back to when we started this thing nearly 2 years ago are going to be living right there. But that is going to put a wrap on your Community Connection here for this Tuesday. We'll be back again next week as we visit with the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce. But like I said, we got to get over to the Linder Farm Network, and that comes up here in just about 3 minutes on Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Harbath.